know that the game wasn't obviously perfect, but the way your defense played, the step up, Fletcher Cox, Jalen Mills in the red zone, how proud are you of this defense? You know, especially the corners, they have a lot to prove.
Yeah, I mean, you know, very, very proud of the way the guys battled and hung in there. As you said, it wasn't a perfect game, but they played for 60 minutes. And in these games like this, you have to do that. And my hat's off to those guys on defense. They battled. They hung in there. You know, kept our offense, in good situations when we took the field. So great job by our defense.
How did you think the offense played today?
Just okay. We made some plays. A lot of them were broken plays. We've got to obviously look at the film and make the corrections. Wasn't perfect. Too many breakdowns in some crucial situations. Some drive killers, whether it be a penalty or a sack. Those are things we got to take a look at. But all in all, we had some opportunities. You know, there's some opportunities down the field, which is exciting. And those are things moving forward that we'll address and we'll try to fix.
On those backwards. Those laterals, is the reward on those worth the rest?
Well, that particular play you're referring to wasn't supposed to be a lateral. It just happened to be a lateral in that situation, and it's based on what the defense presents. So something we got to do a better job, get fixed, and just evaluate that situation.
What does that mean? That he might not throw it backwards based on what he sees in the defense?
It's a run, actually. Quite honestly, it's a run, and then based on what the defense does, he has the ability to throw it.
Okay. Oh, you're not talking about where Carson throws. You're talking about what Nelson does with it.
What he does when he gets it. Yes.
Doug, with all the issues that Nelson and all the bumps that Nelson went through last year, for him to come out in this game, have the longest touchdown of his career, have a career day, how much is this going to help his confidence, and how happy are you for him?
Yeah. You know, obviously that first touchdown, very excited for him and the offense, but I think going forward, his confidence level. And really, I've seen it all spring and all summer, and it's right where I expected him to be, and he just carried it over into the game today, and made some great plays, some good third down plays today, and kept us on the field. And for him, this was a great first step, you know, to being the type of receiver that we know he can be and will be for us, and the reason why, you know, the Eagles drafted him so high.
What stood out to you about Carson?
It's why he hung in there. Took shot after shot after shot, extended a lot of plays with his legs, his athleticism, and, you know, battle-tested. You know, we saw it last year a little bit and proven again today. I mean, give the Redskins credit. They put a lot of pressure on him, and he was able to break some tackles. Big, strong, physical guy. His eyes were always downfield. Guys were able to make some great plays once he was able to break the pocket.
Hey, Doug, did you get a Gatorade bath after the game?
Yes, I did.
Did the players tell
you
why they did that?
No, I think it just is something that, you know, we've been talking all week about, you know, kind of getting the monkey off our back down here and really against the Redskins and particularly on the road. You know, we haven't done so well, particularly last year. Just all week we kept talking about it and it was just the old setup on the sideline and got the bath. So appreciative of it, but, yeah.
What's it say about the resiliency of the team? Obviously, you're 13-0, and all of a sudden, you're behind. Some teams could fold off shop. What does it say about the resiliency?
Well, it says a lot about the leadership and the way the guys hang in there. I mean, this team really believes in themselves, and they really, and we all feel like we can be a good football team. And we got to eliminate some stuff. I mean, there's some crazy things that we gotta just eliminate. You know, the penalties and turnovers and things like that, but. At the same time, that locker room believes in one another. They rally around each other. When guys like Darby go down or, you know, Jason Peters steps out, I mean, guys step up and play, and that's what you got to have in these games.
If Darby is out for a while, that would be a big blow to your defense. Do you then have to adjust anything offensively, run the ball more, you know, try to scheme your way around?
Yeah, it's something we'll look at tomorrow. Obviously, evaluate Darby, see where he's at. I'm sure he'll miss some time, obviously, with the ankle, but... I think offensively we just have to continue to do our thing. We just got to clean up in the run game. We got to get better in the passing game, shore up the protection, and then defensively we'll be fine. You saw it today, and Jalen Walker stepped in and battled out there, and you get Rasul and McDougal now, and get these guys ready to go.
It's a lot of shots down the field. Was that a priority in this game? And does that kind of show future opponents that they can't bust their safety skills at last year?
It's an opportunity, you know, obviously with the personnel and with Carson and play action pass and just being able to design shot plays down the field. You know, coming into each game, you know, you want to be able to do that. You know, you don't want the defense to play 8 and 9 in the box all the time and the safeties are low. So, you know, we're going to continue, you know, to look at that, find ways to get the ball down the field. And we just missed on a couple today that could have been big hitters for us.
As a follow-up to Jason Peters, it looked like he tried coming back in at the start of the second half. What happened there?
Yeah, he tried to go in that third quarter. You know, again, we'll evaluate him when we get back, see where he's at. Hopefully, you know, it's just day-to-day, and we'll get him this next week.
Is Sturgis okay, and is that the reason he went for 2 points
there? Yeah, Sturgis is another one we got to check out tomorrow. Give you more information tomorrow when we get back to Philly, but it was part of the reason for going for two in that situation, we executed it and got it.
When Peters went out, obviously he went to big the left tackle, but Peters, if you're going into a game with Peters out with Lane play left and Big B play right, or he's still...
Yeah, you know, it's something with Big B's versatility. It just depends on how long JP would be out. You know, if it's... longer than a week or so, you might do that. You might consider Lane over there, but if it's just a week to week, day to day thing, we get Big V the reps and he'll get ready to go.
So did you have a few new guys on the team? I know Darby got hurt. Guys that did make it through the game. Were you pleased at number one how they played overall? Number two, did it seem like as the game progressed, the new guys seemed to sort of fit in a little bit better?
Yeah, I thought that they did a nice job for us. You know, LeGarrette obviously on offense and the two receivers for us. I mean, made some big plays down the field in the passing game, obviously in the running game, and then on defense, I thought just, you know, observing without watching the tape yet, just, you know, what Tim Jernigan was able to do up front and you know, to get, and Darby was really early in the game was playing well, and, you know, these guys are great additions to our football team, and we just got to, you know, each week it's a battle each week. You know, you got to come to work on Wednesday, ready to go, and we just got to continue to gel.
Did you review up the plan in the end with Cousins and whether his arm was coming forward? Did you have any expectation that you're waiting for that
rebound? I'm just glad it was in our favor.
You were able to find a couple of
criticism this week from afar, and the players felt the Gatorade on it. Is that a flattery? Any flattery that your players think that much of you to do that in the game?
Yeah, and you know, I mean, for me, it's everything that I've been telling you guys. It's just ask the players, you know, how they feel about me, and I just give this win to all the players in that locker room. They battled, they hung in there through adversity, and we pulled the game out.
You were able to find a couple big plays, chunk plays with QB scramble drills, Carson to Aguilar, Austin, and Hurts. Was that an area of focus, or was that something that you felt you wanted to see Carson do to take his game to the next level?
Well, yeah, obviously you don't go in hoping your quarterback has to run quite as much, but at the same time, it was a point of emphasis during the spring and training camp, you know, scramble drills and things of that nature. An area that we could get better at, and the hard work paid off, you know, today.
Can you talk about the way the corners played after Darby went down, especially Hill's kind of come up with that pick?
Yeah, I thought they, you know, the those corners are on an island quite a bit, you know, and I thought both of them, you know, Jalen when he came in Jalen and then Jalen Mills. What a big play, you know, when we needed it. A couple drives the Redskins had, you know, our defense was on the field a long time. And to come up with that turnover there at that time was huge. And I thought they stepped in and did a nice job.
It's rare
to
celebrate
a
week-one game with the Gatorade fans, obviously. Was this win any more significant than typical?
No, well, you know, we haven't played well, you know. And especially here, you know, this is a good football team. It's a tough place. The crowd is into it, you know. And I think you know, losing 5 times to these guys kind of got the monkey off their back, so to speak. So I think that was part of it. Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys.
Here's head coach Doug Pearson walking off the podium at.